Welcome in, everyone, on this Monday morning. Great to see all of you. So happy you're here on this Monday Motivation episode. If you're new to the show, this is the show where we help you build wealth. We help you become rich without having to quit your day job. You can still work your day job if you want to. If you want to quit, you want to retire, you want to leave, we absolutely give you all the tools right here on the show in order to build wealth and hit financial freedom. Now, we do it through buy and hold real estate. That's the number one way to build wealth. It's a tangible, real asset. It's not some pie in the sky government currency that goes up and down, up and down. It's not some stock in the stock market, mutual funds, paper assets. No, we teach you how to do it with real actual physical property. On today's episode, and what I like to do every Monday is a bit of motivation to kickstart your week, as you know. And on this Monday, I want to talk about two ways to fail. I believe there are two ways to fail. And I'll break it down for you this way. Think of it this way. There are two kinds of failure. The first comes from never trying out your ideas at all. You never get off your butt and you never try out any of your ideas in the first place, because you're afraid of, maybe you want the perfect timing for it, or you want the project to be absolutely perfect, so you never, ever take action. This kind of failure, you can never learn from. You absolutely can never learn or grow from this type of failure. And it's this kind of timidity that exists that will keep you from ever growing as a person. In fact, I honestly believe that it will do the opposite. It'll actually destroy you. That if you are not putting yourself out there and challenging yourself and making yourself uncomfortable in some kind of way, you are destroying yourself. That's the kind of failure that just eats you apart. I really believe that. The second type of failure comes from a bold, sort of venturesome spirit, that you put yourself out there. You take action on something, you fail in something that you're excited about and you want to conquer, you fail, it doesn't work out exactly the way you want to, or it's a total disaster, right? The total business collapses, doesn't work. And it takes a major hit to your reputation, get punched in the face as a result of it. You're a laughing stock of losers on the internet. You know, these keyboard cowboys who've never done anything in their life, but they hang out on the internet all day. There's whole real estate forums devoted to losers that hang out and do nothing all day with their life. And they never take action. They talk themselves out of doing anything in their life. These types of losers now look down on you. They're making fun of you. And your reputation takes a hit as a result of it. Guess what? It doesn't matter. Because that's the type of failure that you learn from and grow from. And so the success that you achieve as a result of overcoming that type of failure greatly outweighs all of the reputational damage, the sort of laughing stock damage in your life. All of that is outweighed by the success that you then gain from having gone through that failure. 100%. I've been really obsessed with the idea and the teachings of Robert Greene and his great book, Mastery, and diving deep into Henry Ford and what Henry Ford went through and failed at when he was building the first automobiles. And I really think that what he was analyzing about Henry Ford is fascinating, because on the surface, if you were to look at it, you'd say, wow, man, that guy failed. If you didn't know, here's a little trick for you. If you didn't know Henry Ford's name, if I just said, hey, we're just going to say it's Joe Smith. Okay, let's play this little game. Joe Smith had all this money. All these people gave him money because they believed in him. He was going to create and build something. He was going to create this item that was going to be a huge success. So all of these people gave him a boatload of money because they believed in him. So then he works tirelessly every day on this project to build this thing, which will become a success, and his investors will make their money back because it's a success. Well, it crashes and burns and does not work, okay? But then he doesn't give up. He learns some valuable lessons from that first run of it, and he does it again. And he raises more money. And these people pour more money into his project because they have at least some belief in this guy, Joe Smith, right? He gets started. He does it again. Guess what happens? It crashes and burns again. But then on the third time, he gets it right and creates the automobile, the mass production of the automobile. And his name is Henry Ford. So when you think about that, and you think about these people, these investors who were investing in him, and they said, we lost faith in Henry Ford. We're pulling our money out. In fact, the business entity that they had created collapsed as a result of it. He was getting parts from different parts of the world and different parts of the country and putting them together, and parts were too heavy and it didn't work. So when asked about this later, Henry Ford said, I didn't make any mistakes. I didn't have any failures. I've never failed at all. In fact, every time I was going through this iteration of the automobile, I was learning what not to do. He learned from Edison on the light bulb. Edison learned 1,000 ways not to make the light bulb, but he didn't fail. And that's exactly how Henry Ford saw it. He was a student of Edison. And he saw all of these iterations of the automobile when he was getting these different parts that he was putting together, and some of them were really heavy and they didn't work with the lighter pieces in the automobile, and it was not efficient. Didn't run, he learned not to use those heavy parts and not to mix and match all of these parts. He learned from these failures. So he followed the second rule of failing, which is the bold and venturesome spirit kind of failing, the kind of failing where you take a hit to your reputation. He got a lot of bad press. He got a lot of people calling him a failure in the press. He had investors calling him a failure. Good thing he didn't live in the age of the internet, because he'd have all these keyboard cowboys who hang out and do nothing with their life in forums and other places calling him a failure with his life. But he didn't have that. And guess what? It was all of it was outweighed by what he learned in that process. But he didn't fail in the first iteration of failure, as I mentioned earlier, which was the two kinds of failure. The first comes from never trying. Never trying out your ideas because you're too scared, you're too timid, you're worried what other people will think of you. This kind of failure you can never, ever learn from. And again, this kind of fear of this type of failure and never taking action will actually destroy you. You will wind up a loser because you've never done anything in your life to grow. That destroys you. It's kind of a cancer. And will destroy you. So be bold, be venturesome, have failures, learn from them, fix them, and move on. If you screw something up, you make a bad investment, you make a mistake, learn from it, grow from it, move on. Pick up your pants, put on your big boy pants, move on, and take action and make that bold next step. That's today's show, everyone. We'll see you back here on Wednesday for another episode of the Investing in Real Estate show. Thank you so much for all of your kind 5-star reviews that you've been leaving lately. I really, really appreciate it. And we will be back here on Wednesday with another great episode. Can't wait for you to hear Wednesday's episode. Much love to all of you. I'll see you back here on Wednesday.